USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The White House is speaking directly to concerns related to a national security threat flagged by the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee this week, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
I can confirm that it is related to an anti-satellite capability that Russia is developing.
He says this capability has not been deployed by Russia and that no one is in immediate danger. Republican Mike Turner wants the Biden administration to declassify the details so they can be discussed openly in Congress. Lawmakers were briefed on Capitol Hill Thursday. In the wake of the deadly Super Bowl parade shooting in Kansas City,
Congress needs to act, and it is shameful that we have not seen more action on this.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said it's time for lawmakers to come together on a federal assault weapons ban and universal background checks. Two were killed in the Kansas City shooting, with more than 20 others wounded in the nation's 48th mass shooting of 2024. Despite Trump attorney's best efforts to delay, trial in his New York hush money criminal case will begin on March 25th as scheduled. Trump faces 34 counts involving allegedly falsified business records linked to a hush money payment made to adult film star Stormy Daniels. Trump's attorneys argued in court Thursday the trial amounts to election interference. They were unsuccessful. Trump left the courtroom saying that it is a disgraceful situation. Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis says there are lies being told about her as a judge hears arguments over removing her from the Trump Georgia election case.
It's highly offensive when someone lies on you, and it's highly offensive when they try to implicate that you slept with somebody the first day you met with them.
Willis surprised the court. She came in not long after her special prosecutor and romantic partner Nathan Wade testified about their relationship. Willis is accused of impropriety with Wade, including potentially with money. Trump's attorneys claim it's enough to have her tossed from the case. This is USA News.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. That's 800-559-4185.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says he would rather see President Biden remain in office over a potential return of Donald Trump to the White House.
Speaking to a Russian journalist, Putin suggested that a second Biden presidency would be more favorable to Russia, citing Biden's perceived predictability and experience. Putin also dismissed concerns about Biden's cognitive health, referencing their meeting in Switzerland in 2021.
USA's John Schaefer. Two climate change activists are facing jail time after allegedly dumping a powdery substance on a case containing the U.S. Constitution. They were arrested this week at the National Archives and appeared in court for the first time Thursday. They could face up to 180 days behind bars if convicted. Data show there's a steady increase in the number of people already sending back their new Apple Vision mixed reality headsets. Among the top reasons, discomfort. The devices cost around $3,500. People are saying it gives them headaches and motion sickness. They also complain the headset simply is not useful enough for the price. It's been 10 years since it last happened, but Neil Young and Crazy Horse are heading out on tour. They'll start in San Diego, twin shows April 24th and 25th. There'll be stops in more than a dozen cities after that, including Dallas, Phoenix, Atlanta, and New York City, before closing out in Chicago on May 23rd. The tour will be followed by a new album release. It's mainly re-recorded songs from Neil Young and Crazy Horse hits past. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.